I want you to settle yourself into a calm, comfortable position, sitting or reclining, even laying, allowing your eyes to comfortably close down. As you begin to slowly focus on your breathing, just breathing in and out, slowly, comfortably, calmly, focused and alert, and yet relaxed. Using those muscles in your chest to draw in that breath. Using the muscles to slowly exhale that breath. Inhaling calmness and exhaling any stress or tension. And in your own time, just allowing that calmness to flow its way around your entire body as you breathe slowly. Just sending out that calmness throughout your entire body right now. Because you want to let yourself sink. Let yourself sink into a deeper, relaxed state. You want to let your entire body go deeper into a totally free, relaxed, flexible state. You want to fully relax, going deeper down into an easy and a calm state. You're listening to the sound of my voice, and that's all you're focusing on. And that's what you want to hear. You're going to listen and act upon the positive suggestions you hear because you want to. You want to do so. You want to remain in this relaxed state, to be fully aware of my voice, to follow the positive suggestions, because you want to feel more relaxed. You want to rid yourself of those anxious moments, those anxious reactions. And you know that this will help you to relax, to listen, to go into a fully relaxed, free state, to release negativity and anxiety, only focusing on my voice, listening carefully to the words that I speak to you, and absorbing the suggestions, listening, remembering, absorbing, acting upon the positive suggestions you hear. And after you awaken from this relaxed state, you can feel fantastic. And you can hold on to that feeling because you will remember everything and use what you hear. Use it for you, no one else. Use it to put aside all of that anxiety about anxiety. Remember what I say to you and use it every day. Strengthen it every day. Whenever you feel anxious about anything, you're going to remember what I'm telling you now. While in this relaxed state, you're going to fully focus on it, to concentrate on it, and do exactly what we're talking about. Relaxing, releasing any anxiety. Whenever you feel anxious about anything, you're going to realize that the reason you feel so anxious is because you're saying to yourself, telling yourself, I must succeed. I must do this. I must do that. This is expected of me. Or perhaps I should be more like this. What would other people think if... You'll clearly see. You'll fully accept that your anxiety is coming from your own negative self-statements. It doesn't come from anywhere else, but your own self-statement. You realize that it's you that makes yourself feel anxious. It doesn't come directly from other people. You make yourself feel anxious by demanding that something should go well, that something should not happen. Or perhaps it should happen. Or should I do this? Or should I do that? It is your own demands that make you feel anxious. It's you and that self-talk. Therefore, if it's your own self-talk, you can control it. You can change it. You're going to realize that I make myself anxious. And I don't have to keep making myself anxious. I can give up my demands, my musts, my should, my ought to do this and that. If I can really accept what actually is, accept things the way they are, then I won't feel anxious. I can always make myself feel relaxed and calm by releasing my musts, by relaxing. I can want and wish for things, but not needing, not insisting, not demanding about them. You're going to keep telling yourself, I can ask for things, I can wish, but I don't need what I want. I never need what I want. There's nothing I must have. There's also nothing I must avoid, including anxiety. I'd like to get rid of this anxiety, and I can get rid of this anxiety. I'm going to get rid of this anxiety. But if I tell myself I must not be anxious, I must not be anxious, then I will be anxious. Anxiety won't kill me. There are lots of unpleasant things in this world that I don't like, but I can stand them. I can tolerate them. I don't have to get rid of them actively. If I feel anxious, then I'm anxious. It's not a big deal. It's a passing phase. I control my own emotional destiny. As long as I feel that I don't have to do anything or conform to anything or anyone else, because that's what bothers me. That I have to do this, or that I have to do that, or that I have to absolutely get rid of all anxiety. In your everyday life, whenever you feel anxious, you look at what you're doing that's making you feel anxious, and you'll give up your demands, your musts. You will question the negative ideas, the negative thoughts that I must do this or I must do that. What would other people think? And you'll keep asking yourself, why must I feel like this? Why must I do that? Does it really matter what other people think? Of course it would be nice if people approved of this or that, but they don't have to. I'm a professional person. I'm professionally doing everything I need to. And personally, I don't need to prove myself to anyone else. I don't need approval. If people criticize me or think that I'm wrong to do this or that, then that's their issue, not mine. I don't need others' approval. Guidance, perhaps. Especially if I don't know how to do something, guidance is always welcome. But I'd also like to feel relaxed and calm. And there's no reason why I can't feel relaxed and calm. Whenever you feel anxious about anything or think I must do this or I must be like this, you're going to see is what you're getting bothered about. You're going to see what it is you're getting bothered about, and you're going to realize that you are demanding something of yourself. Saying to yourself, it must be perfect, it must be so. And you're going to stop. In that moment, stop. And say, it does not have to be so. I don't need this nonsense. If these things happen, they happen. I can always be a happy person. I can always feel calm, even in spite of challenges and hassles. You're going to keep using your head, your thinking ability, to focus, to concentrate on releasing anxiety's grip. Just as simply as you're listening to me now, breathing slowly, feeling calm. It's only natural. And your focus will get better and better. As you begin to feel more and more in control of your own thoughts and feelings, you'll keep realizing that you create that anxiety to do something. You make yourself feel frustrated or upset. And you don't have to. You never have to keep doing so. You can always release those negative thoughts. You can always change them, redirect. You can relax and not take anyone or anything too seriously. This is the idea you will take with you all day, every day. I control me. I control my thoughts. I don't have to upset myself about anything. And you're going to get better, to feel better, to think better, in a more rational, relaxing way. You'll become more in control of you. Never totally in control of everything around you. Nobody is ever totally in control of everything around you. But you can make yourself feel less anxious, able to live within your own life. And to release that anxiety whenever you begin to feel anxious, to allow it to release, to flow through you and to flow out of you. Because you can now feel relaxed and know that you're in control of feeling calm. You can always return to this calm feeling, the calmness within each one of those relaxing breaths. Depending on your situations in life, there may frequently be people and situations that are outside of your control. You realize that although there are people and situations that are out of your control, that you have complete control over your own actions, your own reactions in any given situation. Whenever you find yourself in a situation in which you might have felt frustrated in the past, you can simply let that frustration go. You no longer need it. Whenever you find yourself in a situation in which you started to feel frustrated, you can say to yourself, stop. Just take 3 long, slow, deep breaths, taking just a few seconds, feeling completely relaxed, allowing that mind to clear in the moment, breathing in that crisp, relaxing energy and releasing any stress or tension in every outgoing breath. You can feel much more confident, much healthier when you don't allow yourself to get caught up in frustration. You're in control of your emotions and your actions, and there's no need for you to feel frustrated any longer. Most people want to be liked. In the past, it may have seemed that the easiest way of dealing with a situation where assertiveness was called for was perhaps to simply give in or to go with the flow. However, from this moment right now, you're just beginning to realize more and more that you're denying yourself of a basic human right, the right to be treated fairly by others, the right to receive respect. Not only from those who sometimes take advantage, but more importantly, respect from yourself. You're going to find yourself speaking up more, making requests, asking for favors, interacting, insisting that your rights be respected as an equal human being. because that's what you are. You have as much right as any other person on this planet to be treated fairly, with respect. No more suffering anxiously, frustrated, in silence. No more turning the other cheek, assuming that nothing can be done to improve an uncomfortable situation. No. From now on, you find it easy to express yourself. To express negative emotions, should you feel that they're justified. Without worrying. Without worrying unnecessarily about losing anyone's approval. If you don't want to do something or go somewhere, then it's your right to say no. Being assertive comes naturally to you. Just as naturally is showing those positive emotions, joy and pride. Giving genuine compliments, learning to accept those compliments that are given to you. More and more learning to deal positively and assertively with any minor irritations, nipping them in the bud before any anger builds up into resentment. As children, we've all been bombarded with rules. Don't do this, don't do that. Those rules help to produce submissive children, later submissive adults. Sometimes there are good rules, especially for kids, where safety's concerned. But as adults, you can break the rules under certain conditions. You're not a child anymore. You're a man who has a right to say and do what you feel is right. By asserting yourself in this way, you show that you expect respect. And you know deep down inside yourself that the more relaxed you get, the less anxious you feel. You're truly on the way to becoming your own master. Nobody can control you except you. And therefore, you can be whatever you want to be. You know that nobody controls you or your destiny except you. Because you have free choice. You can make your own decisions for yourself in your own time, and because of this, you're going to decide for yourself when you want to become a deep sleeper. You're going to decide for yourself when to actually become a deep sleeper. And it's no one else's business but yours when you decide this should be. I can't know when you'll make this decision. I can only wonder when it will be. Whether it's today, or tomorrow, or even sometime after that. Or whether it's right now. Right at this very moment, in your own mind as you just relax. And I don't know when that decision will be made, but I do know that you'll make that decision for yourself when the time is right for you to make that decision. And I know that when you've made that decision, that natural tenacity of yours, that natural ability to stick with a decision you've made, is going to make it easy, almost ridiculously easy, in fact. To simply stop that old, unempowering sleep challenge for good. When the time is right for you, whether that time is today, right now, or tomorrow, or sometime after that, you're going to find it so easy to make that decision to change, and even easier to stick with that decision. And you're going to get a whole lot of pride out of the ease with which you simply decide to do it. And then do it. A huge amount of real pride when you remain calm and relaxed and become a genuine deep sleeper. This is something you're going to decide for yourself in your own time when you want to do it. Something you will pursue single-mindedly. So that you become completely indifferent to other people's opinions of your decision to change by whatever means, in whatever way, whatever those opinions of others might be. Life will simply be unable to change your mind by whatever methods it seeks to use, because this is something you want for yourself. And you're going to find that your determination is complete when you make that decision that you and you alone are going to make, that decision to become calmer, more confident, more relaxed, and a deep sleeper. You're just going to know, deep inside yourself, that you are going to find it easy. That you can deal with what used to be a challenge with absolute ease. So that something which you previously thought might be difficult turns out to be easy. Ridiculously easy, in fact. So easy that you may even become a source of inspiration to others. And it's not necessary for you to attempt to work out or guess when the moment is right for you to make that decision, to subconsciously quit the old challenging behavior for good. You'll just suddenly know when the time is right to do it. And you'll not even try to do it before that time. Because it's important that you do not do it until you just know that the time is now. And you will know that that time is right. And that moment can be at any time. It may even have already passed. And when the time is now, you'll be a natural deep sleeper from that very moment onwards. As these suggestions firmly embed in your subconscious mind, they become stronger and stronger. Stronger by the day, stronger by the hour, stronger every minute. So I'm simply going to count you back up and out of this relaxed state. You can hold on to this relaxation for as long as you need and return to it whenever you need. But for now, at the count of five, you can open those eyes and become wide awake, alert and refreshed once again. So let's come back to fully awakened consciousness in 1, 2, 3, coming slowly back, 4 and 5, eyes open, wide awake, take a nice deep breath, perhaps have a stretch if you want to. Welcome back.